And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa back in the studio right here on the Mighty 1090, our 26th anniversary show on the air. 26 years on the air, headed to year 27 today with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Going to be talking some fishing here with Captain Tim. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com. Okay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Man, 26 years. Pete, congratulations.
Yeah,
what a
thank
rad
you.
Deal,
congratulations
man.
To you.
Excited to be here, buddy.
You've been here, how many years is it?
22 years.
22
I've been here.
Years.
And then I think 18 years
on the air.
Talking with you. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty crazy, man.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Well, I've been doing it longer than I haven't.
Yeah.
It's
how
crazy.
Old are you now?
36.
Gee.
Wow.
Started when he was 14 years old.
I'm honored. I'm honored to be part of it.
How about
We're
that?
I think I've been
on here at least that long, too, because we were on here, Randy and I, right in the beginning. Yeah, with Marty. And,
yeah.
My gosh.
Like 25 years ago, 25 and a half years ago.
Exactly. That's down right. when it was off of Pacific Highway.
Yeah, that was, when we were on that that station down there. And then, of course, we started up in Carlsbad at a station. And that was the first guest was Bill Poole, and that was when he told me, "Good, you got something here."
Brad.
And that was kind of the beginning of it. It's like, okay, if the man says I got something here, I better pursue this, right?
Better listen.
So, and I did, and fortunately now we're 26 years later, we're Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and thanks to all our sponsors and listeners and everybody that made it possible for us, we're hopefully going to be here for another 25.
You're here.
26.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to be here for you. So, Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star. How old is the Royal Star?
Wow. Let's see. She was launched in June of 85.
85.
Yeah.
And you guys took it over, you and Randy took it over when?
In June of 90, actually April of 96.
April of 96.
But, I've been on there since June of 1992.
92.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I ran the boat for 5 years. Frank owned it as well as Ted Dunn. I ran it for them. And then Randy and I, we actually leased it for a couple of years from them, from 96 to 98. And we actually, we gained enough clout, credit to go to the bank and beg for money in 98. And here we are almost 20 years later.
Wow.
Yeah, next year it'll be 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you see has changed in 20 years on the Royal Star? What's in the fishing world, the long-range fleet, the Royal Star? In 20 years, what's happened with the Royal Star, the fishing fleet, you and Randy, Brian, of course, now?
I'll tell you, the biggest change is, number one, is that long-range fishing, sport fishing in general, our style of sport fishing has become much more refined, much more focused on customer service, on the whole fishing experience. When I first started long-range fishing, it was all about going out and catching a mountain of fish, period.
Mm-hmm.
We had customer service standards that, we didn't mistreat anybody, but the 100% objective was fish, 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 fish.
That's lining them up all in the stern and backing in.
Nothing else mattered other than just slaughtering everything you possibly could and coming in with as big of a pile of fish as you could, and that was what the success of the voyage was based upon. It is completely different nowadays. Our focus on creating an experience that includes catching fish, of course. We want to make a sufficient or come back with a sufficient load of fish, but that standard is much different. With the advent of RSW in particular in 2003 or 2004, when we developed that system of holding the fish, it's just reduced the quantity demand by such an incredible number. Again, the sky used to be the limit. There was no limit in 25, 30 years ago. And now the vast majority of anglers, we're upwards of 90, 95% now, they choose to not even keep their limit. They just don't need it. How many 25-pound or 20, 22-pound yellowtail do you need? Can you really utilize? Same with the tuna now. The amount of fish that we return with, although the anglers themselves are not coming home feeling like they're shorted, they're getting as much fish as they want.
Sure.
But it's actually far less fish. Our impact on the resource is way, way lower than it used to be.
No doubt. And then the advent of fishermen's processing, the quality of what you're putting in your freezer isn't something you're going to throw away in 6 months.
Exactly, and it goes back into just developing a higher standard, delivering a higher quality overall end product to the anglers. That product is a big part of our selling point. Not only do you go out and you enjoy the sights and sounds and experience of whatever it may be, anywhere from a day and a half to 15 days on the ocean, you return back with this premium, beautiful product that, we've talked about this many times. Go down to Point Loma Seafoods. Take a look at what fresh yellowtail is in the case right now. Take a look at what fresh tuna is in the case. It's crazy. You're talking north of $25 a pound at times. $15 a pound. So that product has such it represents such value.
Yes.
As far as the whole experience goes, and then you know, of course, our customer service standards—they're just much higher. Because there's less of a focus on just you know, killing and slaughtering everything out there. There's a lot more time to focus on the service side of it. You know, enhancing our anglers' experience, educating anglers as far as fishing techniques, tackle. We can individually tailor experiences. You know. Again, a long-range trip now is about the whole experience. It's about going out there and making a catch. It's about being part of the voyage. It's about visiting different places along the coast, islands, offshore, trying to build a complete trip that introduces anglers to, you know, the magic of the ocean, you know, time in the water. It really is an experience that's very unique. It's not common. It's not, you know what I mean?
No.
I mean, think about it. You know, how many, relative to the population, how many sportsmen actually go out there for, you know, a week at a time and completely separate themselves? You know, I guess we're not completely separated with Wi-Fi and everything now, but for the most part, you're out there. You're in it.
Yeah. And what brings it full circle for me is when I'll take somebody out, Lolly and I took some of her friends to Catalina this year on my boat. And we saw a school of dolphins. And we see those every day, right? And this was like the highlight of their year, just to have bow riding dolphins. I mean, it was just, and we see that every day. And
yeah.
Whales and other sights in the ocean, sharks, you know, boiling fish. I mean, that's all such a fascinating thing and such a part of being out in the ocean.
It really is. You know, the uncommon is common to us out there. And you know, stopping to smell the roses, so to speak, it represents a lot of value nowadays. You know how fast-paced our whole life and society and everything is getting. To just be able to go out there and, like you said, like,
chill.
Wow, look at that, a pod of sperm whales. Who's seen a pod of sperm whales? We actually, I mean, I can recall a handful of times now, we just stop right in the middle of them. Just check it out.
Cool. Wow.
You know, let's take 10 minutes to enjoy this. Let's take 15, 20
for
minutes.
Sure.
Whereas 25 years ago, man, it would have been like, those are whales. Hell with that.
You know, let's go.
We're looking for fish, you know. I mean, it really has. I know from an operator standpoint, from somebody who's been in this industry from the time when I was a little kid, I'm just unspeakably pleased to see the progression, see the evolution of our fishery. It really has become much closer to what my vision was a long time ago. You know, I took a lot of this in as I was a kid, and, you know, I'm looking around going, boy, it sure be nice to take a look at that, you know, as we plowed on by, you know.
Sure.
And you know, there were a lot of ways in my mind. You know, I think there's that old saying, I mean, it's just part of the evolution of things. But there's the old saying about you learn as much about what not to do from your elders as what to do. You know, and there were a lot of ways that, you know, I was watching when I was a kid thinking we could enhance the experience. And here we are 25 years later. We're very, very close to what my original, you know, my original vision was. We're a heck of a lot closer today, no doubt. And the boat, we got a perfect platform. And we talked about the boat being launched in 85. And you think, boy, that's a... You know, that thing's probably getting beat. It's old. It's not.
Better.
Yeah, that's right. If you're a prudent mariner and you have a competent progressive maintenance regimen, your boat should get better as it gets older, which Royal Star certainly has. The boat is far more capable today than it was the day it was launched. You know.
And why is that? What?
Well, you know, as the boat ages, you identify all the things that need to be improved upon, all the mechanical systems, you upgrade, you know, you recognize all the deficiencies, identify them, and then correct them. So, you know, stuff that happened, you know, on a regular basis, maintenance issues, whatever, once you finally identify and make the correct repair, then that won't happen anymore, or it happens far less. And, you know, add that up over 25 years, the boat's way better today.
And let's face it, they just don't build them like they used to, right?
Well, there may be some truth to that.
Yeah.
There may be. I mean, those things are definitely... I mean, look at those... The whole long-range fleet. I mean, the miles that those boats have logged.
Yeah.
You know, the number of days beating their way back up the line, or just the miles traveled. You know, they're kind of like airplanes. But they don't wear out if you maintain them correctly. They just don't. They don't wear out.
I'm always fascinated to think about, spin off of exactly what you said, how many days those boats go and how many times they're at sea and how many times that prop is turned versus the number of times when a trip is lost due to a mechanical thing. Does it happen every once in a great while? Sure. But, I mean, think about the number of hours amongst every boat in the fleet. It just doesn't happen. You don't talk about a safety record. I mean, there's just nothing better.
No, there's very, very true. I mean, I can I'm just dreading talking about knock on wood right here. You know? Over the years, we've only had to tie it up one time. I mean, think about
unbelievable.
That. Think of the number of days that boat has run. We've missed departure one time because of a mechanical issue. We had lost the main engine. And you know, that's pretty much
that's
the same
time. Yeah. That's a lot of days on the water.
Think about it. I mean,
how many days does the Royal Star spend on the water?
It's about 300. You know,
300 out of 360.
Yeah, and I mean, our main, our main engines, we put on average 5,000 hours a year on our main engines.
5,000 hours
a year. Exactly. That's just on the main engine. So
how long will a main engine last?
Well, you know, you should get for our load service, we should get at least 10 years out of them before you have to rebuild them.
Wow.
Because, again, of the maintenance you guys
put in. So you got 50,000 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because they just chug along. You know, they're barely, it's kind of like, you know, a nice easy walk instead of a instead of a hard run.
Yeah.
You just don't, you don't wear them out. And as long as you maintain them, you know, clean air, clean fuel, clean oil, and, you know, treat them right, you'll get that much.
Wow.
You know, eight to 10 years.
That's pretty impressive.
And
no
before, and then that's just between rebuild intervals. You know, we should get a minimum of three rebuilds out of them before you start thinking about changing them out. So,
yeah.
You know, you're talking, the main engines are, you should have them in there for at least 15, 20, 25 years.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome. And of course, there's other systems on the boat. Like you say, it just keep running. The RSW system gets better. I mean, you started the whole thing, and those that's improved over time, right?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I think everybody has made upgrades. We actually have the we upgraded our system the second year to improve our refrigerating capabilities. It's really important to maintain a steady temperature of 30, 31 degrees Fahrenheit. You don't want your temp to fluctuate a lot. So we upgraded our system. Really, we've got a lot of horsepower there, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, we can add a lot of fish quick, and the temperature does not rise. You know, it doesn't go up above 32, 33 degrees. But other than that, I think the majority of our colleagues also, they've done the same thing over the last, you know, 15 years or so. They've all upgraded their systems. And you know, again, the result is just the quality of the product that comes in from across the board, across the whole fleet, is just incredible. And I see it. I see it both coming off our boat, of course, but then I see it back at the shop.
Well,
at the
started the whole trend there. So
it's difficult to find. I mean, you can't, you know, with the exception of very few places, like I said, Point Loma Seafoods being one of them. But, I mean, if you go on a trip on the Royal Star and you catch a killer bluefin tuna and have Fisherman's Processing process that thing out after it had the Royal Star on deck treatment, and Pete, I know you and I have both been witness to it. I mean, that thing is cared for so perfectly. When you pick up that loin at the end of the day at Fisherman's Processing, you would be very hard-pressed to go anywhere to be able to find product like it. You mean it's not something that you can buy.
Yeah, I hands down consider that our most most gratifying, rewarding, significant achievement of our entire career. It transformed the entire industry. I mean, everything from long-range boats all the way down to the half-day boats even. Look at the care that they put into the handling of that product now.
Look at Taro on the Liberty, kind of care that you guys have put into that boat and what he's doing.
There's the recognition of the inherent value in that product. You know, I mean, think about it. From back in the days of piling, you know, 10 albacore and gunny sacks and everybody smashing them you know, leaning up against a bay. I mean, think of how far we've come, you know, between, what was that, you know, the late 80s, early 90s through present. I mean, you know, it gives me great satisfaction to know that number one, we show appropriate respect for the resource. You know what I mean? If you're going to be harvesting it, you're going to go out and take something. You should be taking as good a care of it as possible, and you know, that translates into appropriate utilization of that product when it's on the table, when you're sharing it with friends and family. And you know, to play such a pivotal role in transforming our industry to that now everybody adheres to that standard. I'm
no doubt. So let's talk about product for a second. What kind of product have you been putting on the deck of the Royal Star?
Well, you know, this year has been, you know, it's been an interesting year in that our yellowtail fishing has still been phenomenal, thank God. we're having to reach a little bit farther, go down on the ridge on our on the majority of our 7-day trips. Guadalupe, you know, we've had access out there, but Guadalupe, there's been a lot of fish out there that just has not been biting. It has not been biting well. Things looks like it just the last trip we were out there, it got a little bit warmer. You know, there was some encouraging signs that this fish may finally be starting to go on a bite, which is actually normal. You know, September, October, those were always the big Guadalupe months back in the heyday of the late 90s and early 2000s. So there's been very, very good fish in school-sized tuna down on the ridge, a little variety in there, variety in the mix. Now wahoo have moved in on the ridge also. There's been steady, consistent wahoo fish in the Laos Rocks. And then that coastal yellowtail, thank goodness for it. I mean, that whole
really
area,
good yellowtail,
oh, my gosh, that area, the Bahia San Cristobal has just been phenomenal this
and
year.
Great grade, too.
Beautiful.
Right?
20 to 25-pound fish average. You know, there's plenty of 28-pounders in the mix. Just
look, any more fun than that?
Yeah, incredible. Incredible sign of yellowtail. And then, you know, I'm really pleased, too, with this local fishing. You know, the fishing that's actually taken place above Benitas, you know, between, although it's moved, it shifted north. There was a while where we were out off the edge in front of San Martin and then in San Quintin. And then, it's moved up at that coastal yellowfin tuna. You know, it's like 10 to 20-pound fish, 15, 12-pounders. It's all mixed up, school fish. Had that bluefin mixed in now. I mean, that was the big bonanza. I don't need to tell Rick that he's the bluefin harvester. The bluefin fishing here local has been incredible. But between that and the local yellowtail, the guys have been getting the islands. But speaking of that bluefin mixed in with that yellowtail at the islands, I mean, that fishing, those three-quarter day trips.
Coronado Islands, that's the coolest thing that I
unreal.
Really ever has happened, man.
Yeah,
that's
unreal.
So cool.
Well, it's like back in the old days. You know, we used to catch bluefin there on a pretty regular basis and see that come back into play. I mean, there's been, I think, every trip that we've run, I know on Royal Star, and then also around the fleet, because, you know, we all share information and working with our colleagues. All these long-range trips, they're successful trips. You know, everybody's coming back with plenty of fish in the hatch, plenty of time spent at the rail fishing, time in the water. You know, the weather's treated us right. So, you know, it's a successful year. In our case, you know, because, you know, Guadalupe, those anomalies that we experienced in 2016 and 2015, I mean, the fishing was so good. It was just, it was off the scale.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go out on a trip this year, you know, and it's like every bait that hits the water doesn't translate into a 90-pound tuna, you know.
What happened?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, you know, a trip this year, like, hey, this is more
normal.
Yeah, what we're seeing here.
You're not bringing home a limit of 100-pounders every day.
Yeah.
The 800-pound.
That's right. Exactly. Not that most people were anyway, but I mean, it's a great opportunity to again piece together a trip. You can go to point A, B, C, D, E. You know, you can catch something and piece together a trip in a lot of different ways right now, which I'm really grateful for. It's working out, and the prospects down on the ridge again on the beach. Now Guadalupe is definitely coming into play. We got
and this is long range season.
It is.
This is fall. This is
right.
The time when long range
turns on. It's definitely waking up. It's waking up down there in the ridge, that whole area.
Do you have any spots on Royal Star?
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
Yeah.
You know, you have one here or there, and there's always, you know, whatever, somebody has to cancel their last minute. And I know that three spots opened up on the first trip in October. Tracy filled those back up. There was a spot that just opened up on the last trip in September. She filled that one back up. So,
what about the Rock Cod Rick special in November, December?
Long range. After I know that there's spots available on our long range trip, which year after year has just proven to be a very good time of year. I mean, we have made some phenomenal catches the last few years, thanks to Tim and Gerby and everybody that, you know, has drove those trips, Tim, the last few years. I mean, we have made whatever, like you say, again, knock on wood. I mean, that time has just translated into really, really good fishing over the last few years.
I like that trip in particular because all options are open.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to make the reach down to the islands if you don't want to. If the beach wakes up, you know, between Mag Bay and Cabo, you can fish in there, fish Laos Rocks, fish the ridge. You can go down to the islands at the bank if you want to. You pretty much have the whole world is your oyster, so to speak, at that time of year.
And then you fly home.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Tim designed that trip. In my opinion, I think that's the most perfectly designed fisherman's trip, you know, both in time of departure. It's set a couple days after the bonanza, which does two things. One, it makes it easier on the family thing if you're wanting to do Thanksgiving to not try and, you know, pile down the stuffing and then make your arrangements to get down the next day. It's set back a couple days, so it's very mellow, very easy, which also, you know, aids in the information from all the other buds and, you know, fishing boats on which direction, you know, that we're going to. And, like you said, I mean, that time of year and that length of trip, it can and has gone everywhere. I mean, every cool long-range fishing destination has been fished over the years in that trip, whether it be the beach or the buffer zone or all the way out to the bank or whatever it takes to make a rad catch, or the full variety mode. You know, we've done trips down to the buffer zone and then worked our way back up and fished local. It's just been a really, really fun trip over the years, and I can't wait.
Yeah, spots available on that, and it leaves the Monday after Thanksgiving, the 27th of November.
Yeah, that trip, we have that group of guys that go every other year.
Exactly.
So this is the off year, and that's why there's spots available. I think we have six or seven spots available.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a great one to jump on.
Yeah, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of fishing to talk about.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. So much fun, and how appropriate to have Tim here on such a special show. 26 years today, and we want to enjoy it with you. If you want to be a part of this great show, get in on all the fun, give us a call this morning. There's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking all your phone calls, not only do we have amazing killer catch reports coming up this show, talking Royal Star, talking fishing, and talking fun, we have got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard that beautiful Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Fantastic three-quarter day fishing with Captain Taro. Those guys have just been on such a roll this year with that fantastic yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands they've been getting in on. And, you know, we shared some of the photos about that crazy bluefin fishing that they had on a charter a couple days back. Those guys are just doing such an amazing job and having great fishing. And one lucky caller is going to get to go experience that. Again, a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking those catch reports. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
This is Greg. Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting down south. Our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero's on the line. Find out what's biting down at Rancho Leonero. And let's go ahead and talk to John Ireland. Buenos dias, John. I guess we don't have John. All right, let's talk to Bart Hall. Bart Hall, well, good morning.
Well, good morning, Rick and Kim and Pete. How's everybody?
Doing great.
Great. Hey, Bart.
Well, okay, first of all, Pete and Rick, congratulations on 26 years on the air. I'm not just a fisherman, but I'm a fan of radio, and you guys are the ultimate professionals. And in my business, I get to travel all over the world, and there's nothing anywhere on this planet like Let's Talk Hookup, and we're all very lucky to have you, and I want to just thank you for that. You make my weekends so much more enjoyable and informative. And not only that, you do so much for the industry and for, you know, CCA Cal, and just thanks.
Thank you, Bart. That's
cool,
very
Bart.
Nice of you to say, and that's from a man who does a heck of a lot for the industry himself there, and really appreciate those kind words, Bart.
And also sitting here listening to Tim, I mean, this is the other side of this equation. There's not a fleet like this anywhere else on the planet. And to listen to someone like Tim who's so articulate and so knowledgeable about the resource and so able to visualize and to speak about his vision, it's so thrilling to me to sit here and listen. I'm enjoying the heck out of this morning.
Yeah, cool.
I want to just say thank you to Tim and the Royal Star and all the boats in the fleet. And we are very lucky to live here in Southern California.
Yes, we are. And how many seminars has Captain Tim Ekstrom done over the years at the Fred Hall shows?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when you used to do them with Frank, you used to do them with Randy. I mean, boy, it was, you know, get the old maps out and everything and tell people where the Revilletos were. And yeah.
We used to do them downstairs for a while, you know, long time ago.
Those were my favorite.
Yeah, indeed.
With the Marauders.
Yep.
Yeah.
All good.
Thanks, Bart.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bart.
The kudos. Appreciate the call this morning. Thank you very much for
being
a big part of our show for... Oh, it's been 26 years, I'll tell you what, because I remember the first time we displayed, it was at the Del Mar Fred Hall show, and your dad, Fred Hall, came by the booth and said, kid, you got a lot to learn about being in a show here.
You know, that was a crappy display.
A couple of banners here and there, and so your dad trained me quite well.
Trained him up.
Well, we've all come a long way, and it's been a fun ride, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bart, for all that. Appreciate the call this morning.
Okay, Pete.
All right, let's now talk to John Ireland calling us from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hello, good morning, Peter, Rick, Ken.
Hey, John.
Well, that's kind of a tough one to follow, you know, Bart.
Yeah. And while we're talking about our anniversary, let's talk about the first time I met John Ireland. Was about 25 and a half years ago. We went and had a lunch down in Pacific Beach, and he said, hey, you know, I got this idea about giving you a fish report from the East Cape every Sunday on the radio show live. I go, how in the world are you going to do that? You don't have any phones down there. And how did you do that, John?
Well, I got on the motorcycle and went down to the cassette of the local phone booth, which is about 12 miles away, and they had the cranks. They had literally the batteries, you know, and they crank the batteries up and call you. I had to bribe the the phone girl to come in an hour early so I could do the show. And remember, I was doing them both Saturdays and Sundays for, gosh, 4 or 5 years. So that, but it was wonderful because it was the one time in the week, the communication was so bad back then, that I had an opportunity to talk to you guys up here. So I really looked forward to the calling up and saying hi to everybody and everything. So it really worked out for me. And the show, Pete, has really, of course, worked out for the ranch. And I got a great friends out of the deal, and it's certainly been good for business, for sure. The show's a wonderful thing, and it's been a great thing for the ranch, too. So,
well, and the ranch, vice versa. The ranch has been a great thing for us because we love visiting your place,
no
that's
doubt.
For sure.
Well, it's been an interesting week, I'll tell you that. If you're getting into the fish report, we are kind of recovering from Lydia, and inside's dirty water. Inside's fairly dirty. All the washes opened up. We got a lot of rain. Quite a bit of rain, maybe 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds. But it opened up all the washes and really dirtied the water inside. Outside, the fishing stayed pretty darn good. What it did was, and it's the same every time these washes open up, it's fun fishing for me because I started fishing up here in Santa Monica and Malibu and fishing the kelp beds, right? Well, you know, where we are, it's pretty much devoid of structure in the water and kelp beds and all that. And this is the one time of year, you know, where we get a lot of floating flotsam and fads that are holding the fish. So I really enjoy the fishing. And the Dorado just go crazy this time of year. And they have this past week. It's been awesome Dorado fishing. Everybody's limiting. Average fish is about 12 pounds, I'd say, to 40 pounds. Really, really good Dorado fishing. Tuna coming back. We've got, I'd say the average tuna is about 15 pounds to 60. But it's getting better and better as the water cleans up outside. Same areas right down there against the park and off of the lighthouse. And been good fishing. We've got a lot of Watchinongos in, which are a different kind of pargo. They're kind of a flat mouth mullet kind of pargo would be the best way to describe them. And we've got gobs of those in averaging about 12 pounds, but everybody's limiting on those. They're real red pargo, nice eating fish. Inside has been slow because of the muddy water, but lots and lots of tuna, lots of Dorado. And also down on the Iman Bank, they're picking up wahoo like crazy. Quite a run, but there's quite a few wahoo down on the Iman Bank. So, and every day it's clearing up and getting better again. We've had quite a fishing year. We're enjoying the good fishing, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, awesome, for sure. Awesome. You know, and the Chabasco, I guess you'd call it, that came through a couple weeks ago, still easy to access and easy to get to the ranch, not a problem.
Oh, right? Yeah, not a problem. We had people in, gosh, that came in the day after, and there's no problem getting in and out. It's just about the same time to get to the airport, and they're cleaning up the roads, and everything's getting back to normal. It really was a rain event more than it was a wind event, and it never hit hurricane. I know a few people have referred to it as hurricanes, but it was a tropical storm, and the winds peaked, I think, right around 60 miles an hour or something like that. So we got lucky on that one. It wasn't a big event, and it's like it never happened. Now we're back in business, and everything's good.
Perfect.
The ranch is unique. I have to mention, too, the ranch is unique. You know, when I built the ranch, there's nothing around, no infrastructure. I had no water available, no power, no anything. So we were running on generators, dug our own wells, and so we've been completely independent. So when these hurricanes hit and all the infrastructure goes down in town and there's no water and power and all that, we're up and running. You know, we have our own gas station, our own fuel, everything. We're 100% independent. So normally when these storms come through, unless we're really damaged, we're ready to go the next day.
There you go, John. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and hang out at Rancho Leonero, like we all do, great airfares right now. You know, the downturn in the tourism down in Cabo really helped that airfare. So you can get some great fares right now on Alaska Airlines. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And we load a lot of pictures every week, so check out these pargo. These are interesting-looking pargo.
Yeah,
red things.
Prime time right now. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's jump into the phones. They are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone line is full. They're ready to talk to Tim. And let's start it off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. I'm trying to keep my emotions in check here because my trip's less than 3 weeks away. Not that I'm counting. But It's good to hear that Guadalupe is starting to come around there, Tim. What else is going on down in that area?
Well, I think that you know, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. The one thing, you know, we're running these, we've got a short trip out right now, a 4-day and a 3-day, but then we go back to our Saturday, 7-day schedule. The Guadalupe thing, you know, logistically, it takes some it takes some brain power to mix it into to any of the fishing that's going on down on the ridge. It not so much as what's going on the beach, but again, if you want to get in on that fishing down the ridge, it's tough to get back out there and not end up feeling like you're just running the entire trip. You know, you pretty much have to make a decision whether if you're going to go out there in the beginning and set your goal there. A lot of variables, man. Like I said, it's going to depend. It's going to depend on whether this fish decides to bite a little bit better, you know, what the great white man out there decides to do, because he definitely is a factor. You know, if you try to sit down on the anchor anywhere, they have a tendency to move in quick and take their share, which sometimes
dinner bell's ringing.
Yeah, which sometimes is far more than I would like. You know, what it really is that if it's scratch type fishing where you're hooking one fish, you know, pulling them for a while. You know, hook two fish, pull on them for a while. And they're big ones; they're 100 to 150 pounders. And even hooking them on 80 pounder, you gotta yank on them for a while to get them in. And you know, it's really tough to get them through. I mean, all you have to have is one or two 14 footers around the boat, and they can ruin your day. So
they don't ever eat them at the beginning either.
No, they don't. That's the worst part about
totally.
It.
Totally.
Exactly. They wait right till the end. You know, they've got the whole
thing. Hold on thing. The thing for 20-30 minutes and
right.
Work your tail off, and then all of a sudden, oh. Thunk.
Right, and you know, it's part of the experience,
yep,
out there.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, it is the most, you guys have been there, you've seen it, it's the most awesome spectacle. I mean, it's insane, it is. It's
the
part
whole
of,
island's a spectacle.
Yeah, it is, and it's just a big part of it, but, you know, it's got to be within reason, so, you know, Matt, we're going to have to see how things unfold. You know, we really are. The fishing down the ridge is so good right now, and the Wahoo fishing in the Leos Rocks is taking off. There's tuna in the mix out there. I mean, there's a lot of different things that play into it, not to mention this bluefin fishing out here to the west. I mean, those bluefin are incredible. They're incredible. And you know, it's the same size, if not better than the average size that's down at Guadalupe. So, you know, there's a big draw to that, and you don't have to, you know, battle any grinners. So, you know, right now,
a lot of choices.
Yeah, right now, there's no way I could guess what we're gonna do. Yeah. You know, next week.
I bet I can guess. You're gonna catch some fish.
Yeah, we're gonna go out and we're gonna take advantage of whatever opportunities are there. That's for darn sure.
There you go, Matt. Have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time, we're gonna talk to Cliff. He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What up,
good.
Cliff?
We're good.
Yeah, happy anniversary, and I just wanted to share some of my best moments. One of them was meeting that Hollywood movie star, Marty Miller, back in the Yost parking lot at your live broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Love your live broadcast. It's always the greatest thing.
Thanks, Cliff.
And then I've learned a lot from you guys, even on my private boat, you know, and fishing on it from all the show. Learned everything from you guys, probably 80% of what I know. And I love the listeners and enjoy the show the greatest.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff.
That's awesome,
really
Cliff.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Nice of you to say that. You know, you mentioned Marty Milner, of course, with us for 11 years, such a great guy, and took us to new levels here at Let's Talk Hookup, having him aboard with us. I just remember the sights at the Fred Hall show with people staring at him, you know, and you realize what an icon this guy was when people would just sit there and stare for a long time and check him out, you know, just because he was cool. Such an iconic guy. But fun to be calling my partner for a lot of years, for sure.
Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cliff.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into it. This time we're going to talk to Gary. Gary calling from Lawndale. What's up, Gary?
First off, I want to say congratulations, Pete and Rick. It is a great deal and a great honor to help you guys out at the Fred Hall shows.
Yes, indeed. Great having you, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about the Royal Star, and it seems like you guys have a culture of continuous improvement. And the education you guys give on the boat is second to none. Can you talk a little bit about the way you guys are continuously looking into making the boat better for the next group?
Well, I think that you just nailed it right on the head. That really is my guiding philosophy. continuous improvement. There's always something you can do better. There's always a way you can be better. There's always some way that we can enhance the experience for our anglers. And, you know, better to me, again, I think we talked about it earlier, better to me does not necessarily mean, you know, you're just going to catch a giant boatload of fish. There's a lot of ways to make it a better experience. And really, I think focusing on the whole experience and again, working to educate our anglers on the fact that you know, the ocean's a magical place, man. It's special. It's a special experience that not many individuals really get to experience. So anyway, there's all kinds of ways to enhance the experience through, you know, creature comforts on the boat as well as, you know, again, crafting a trip that features the big three, I always call it. It's sufficient quantity, it's quality, and it's variety. And if we can nail those every time, and there's a million combinations of how to make that happen, but you know, if we can make that happen every time and introduce our anglers to something new, there you go. We're gonna continue to succeed.
Indeed.
But one thing for sure, we never stop looking for a way to be better.
For sure. Hey, well, Gary.
I can honestly say that after I leave the boat, I just want to get back on the boat. It's one of those things you want more.
No doubt about that.
I've had so many anglers tell me that, you know, and we've seen that progression where an angler's reluctant to try a long range trip, and maybe they start on a 3-day trip, and you know, at the end of the trip, they can't even believe that 3 days has already gone by. It's like, man, I closed my eyes and I woke up and it was over.
Contagious.
And yeah, and they try a 7-day or they try a 5-day, whatever. And every time it's the same result. And it's like, God, I could go out here for 10 days, no problem. You know, it just has a tendency to just kind of all wrap itself into one, and before you know it, it's over.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm with you. I mean, people say that all the time when we talk about our long-range trip that we get to do with Tim every year. Like, how on earth could you be on a boat for 15 days? Like, you snap your fingers, and that trip is over. It's over. You know,
it's the ultimate vacation. Because all you do is eat, sleep, and fish.
Yeah, and you're totally immersed in it. You literally have the ability to lose time. And because you'll go on that daylight dark schedule and you know, I mean, you're living on the world's time. You're not living on the clock, or you're not living on you know, the 9-to-5 schedule. You're not dealing with traffic. You're not, you know, you're literally living on the world's time.
The worst and best thing that ever happened on the Royal Star and other boats is internet.
I know it.
It's good in some ways, but it's like I wish a lot of times it wasn't there, right? Because
it
was kind of fun to get away from that.
Yeah, it's the necessary evil.
It is today.
It is.
Yeah,
I
no
do.
Doubt.
I will admit that I know I did a real survey on it because we didn't hold out till the end, but we were kind of in the middle of the road as far as adding it. I didn't want to dilute the long range experience by, you know, adding Wi-Fi and having everybody's head be in their phone all the time. But I've observed very closely over the past, I think it was 3 years now that we've had on the boat, and it enhances the experience.
Yes,
it does.
Yes,
just to be able, you know, most of us nowadays, myself included, it adds a lot of value to just be able to stay in touch, just be able to send a text. You know, you don't need to be sitting on the internet live streaming this and that. Just to be able to send, you know, a couple texts, hey, honey, how you doing, you know, yada, yada, yada. Just that little bit of a connection, I know it enhances the experience.
It's perfect what it is, because you're right. If it was streaming Netflix and you'd stay in your room all day, that's not what it's about. But getting to share the experience, hey, you know, check it out, Dad, I got him. I got the one I was looking for. I mean, that is really cool. And it's cool for the people that aren't with you to get to share in on that.
Yep, it is indeed.
Thanks a lot for the call, Gary.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, we're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to tell you about the 2-day trip we're sponsoring on the Liberty.
Yes.
2-day trip. It's a week from today. Leaves at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 17th and comes back on Tuesday at 7 p.m. 2-day trip on the Liberty, all inclusive, $650. We're going to throw a bunch of giveaways on that trip. And I mean, that it's limited to 24 people on the giant Liberty.
That's the thing that's so cool about that boat is, you know, it, obviously they're running a three-quarter day, but the boat was built in mind knowing that if three-quarter day wasn't a thing, that the boat could do longer trips. It is so crazy comfortable. Although the three-quarter days are normal run, I would put it up against any boat that runs 3 days or less just in comfort. Big bunks, fantastic food, fantastic accommodations. I mean, bathrooms and showers and heads that remind you of a long-range boat. I mean, we all the guys
RSW,
yeah,
the whole deal.
All the guys in the tackle shop joke like, hey, the bathroom on the Liberty is nicer than one in my house. You know,
yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a fun trip.
$650. There's 7 spots left right now. You can book right online, fishermanslanding.com. Just look for the Liberty 2-day limited load. There's 3 spots on tonight's trip. If you want to go tonight,
yeah,
good weather window right now, and good fishing on the Liberty, and then 7 spots. Those 7 spots are going to go fast.
Oh, no doubt. If you need any encouragement, we put up on our Fisherman's Landing Tackle Instagram page, and I'll do the same thing. I'll put it up on ours today too, just so everybody can check it out. A little sample of a deck load of fish that they caught on their last, overnight. I think it was a day and a half charter on the score of big bluefin those guys had. And it was pretty cool to see. you know, obviously Taro, no stranger to big fish, and Ebel's been jacking them up all year long anyways, but it was cool to see those guys with an opportunity with a little bit of time in that big fish zone, and the picture of the deck load of 100-pound bluefins on what is normally a three-quarter day boat was a pretty cool sight to see, so I'll make sure to put that up. It's on our Fisherman's Landing Tackle Instagram right now, and I'll put it up on our Let's Talk Hookup one later today.
Very, very good. All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. Let's find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or better yet, you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. We're going to start off our catch report of a day in a war of sport fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Congrats on 26 years. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Brian.
That's super cool.
Appreciate that. Appreciate
very
all
cool
the support from Dana War Sport Fishing, too.
Well, we're stoked to be part of your program, so thanks for having us every week. But, hey, we had a great week of fishing up here. You know, yesterday was by far the standout day of our week because, you know, we had multiple boats out and up. They were able to get on that yellowtail that's been up there off Huntington and inside those rigs there to bite. Some excellent scores yesterday. Tommy on the Dana Pride ended his day with 136 fish. Chad on the Clemente ended his day with 141 fish. Calvin on the Helena ended up with 60 fish. So super good action. You know, fly line sardines and the surface iron was for sure the name of the game. It was just good to see. We've had boats up on that fish all week. You know, some scores of 20 to 30 fish. One day it was 70 fish. But finally that stuff wanted to really get with it yesterday, and we were stoked that we had the guys up there. So that's kind of been what they were fishing all week on three-quarter day and some of the 5-to-5 trips. A little more local, the calico bass fishing has still remained really, really good. Flyline anchovies, for sure, has been the way to go. Mixing some bonito, a few local yellowtail, and, you know, the usual sheephead and some other bottom fish. Certainly makes for some fun action, and, you know, the half-day scene has been pretty darn good. The Fury, he had a busy week this week as well. He had a couple two-day trips in his usual one-day stuff. He's had some great shots at fish this week as well. Some nice bluefin and yellowfin hit the deck of his boat this week as he fished offshore. And he mixed in some time at the island as well. He had some nice island-grade yellowtail. And, of course, that calico bass, bonita, and sort of rockfish and bottom fish that you find out there as well. So full swing here for us, guys. You know, we'll have boats on that fish all week up the coast there. Hopefully that stuff continues to bite with this good weather. Certainly give us a call here at the landing to get on one of these trips, guys. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web as well at danawharf.com. And, hey, on these three-quarter day trips that are going up the beach, take advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup discount. You know, click on the Dana Wharf banner ad there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, and I'll give you a discount code, and you can book online from there. And then, finally, you know, this week's issue of Western Outdoor News, if you guys check it out, a super cool article by Merritt McRae. You know, we had the opportunity to partner up with Dr. Larry Allen of Cal State Northridge. We were able to go out and under the collection permit, the scientific collection permit that he had, catch and collect a couple black sea bass that he was able to take back to the Southern California Marine Institute in San Pedro, where they're studying the vocalizations and stuff of those fish. So super cool article written by Merritt. Certainly guys want to check that out, but we'd love to have you out on the boat. Again, call us at the landing here, 949-496-5794.
Yeah, cool deal in Western Outdoor News this week. They have a lot of good stuff this week, but yeah, that was very good. Dr. Larry Anna, what a great guy. Been around for a long time.
I got to
super cool stuff.
Got to see all the photos you guys posted on your Instagram page of those giant black sea bass. That looked so cool, dude. That was really, really fun.
It looked like they had a great time doing it. You know, they hooked a few, and quite a few actually, and were able to pull a few through the kelp there so they can get them to the lab. It's pretty sweet stuff. So.
Yeah,
that's right. Nice job, Willie.
Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next week. You know, a lot of people were asking about that Dana Wharf Sport Fishing discount that's on the front page of our website. Easy to find, letstalkhookup.com. There's a scroll that scrolls three banner ads. One's Kingfisher Charters, one's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, one's for Shimano. Just wait till the Dana Wharf banner comes across. Click on it, and you'll see the code for the discount right there. That's how it works.
That's it. Take advantage of it. It's there for, you know, everyone to use, so please take advantage of that and use it. Love to have you out with us.
Go catch some yellowtail.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Hey,
Willie. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back in. Continuing on our catch report, talk to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. What's up with the surf fishing, Gundy?
Good morning, Gundy.
Hello, guys.
How are you doing?
I had a funny, you know, I do the long range report for Western Outdoor News, and those boys at Ballast Point Brewery had a trip on the XL. They had two dock carts, six cases high, two cases. They had two and a half dock carts full of beer on that trip. What a trip, huh?
Well, they were well hydrated, right?
They're ready to go.
I know. If you like beer, if you like fishing, that would be a trip for you. That's fun stuff. Well, here we go. You know, this is the best time of year, the fall. The beaches are clearing out. The Corbina specialists have their elbow room, and it was a good bite this week. The other thing that was really good this week was the Bonita. They've been mostly small, but there were some 3-4 pound fish in the mix, and lots of bait inside, real fishy right now. Hook, line, sinker reported, good all-around fishing. Bonita were inside. Anglers scoring fish off graveyards, Carpinteria, Goleta Pier, Sand Spit at the harbor mouth, crocodiles, castmasters working there. Halibut bite picked up too, and that's a function of the bait there. Lots of small bait inside, they're saying. Wiley's reported excellent mixed bag fishing. Anglers fishing squid and shrimp reported good catches of calico bass. A lot of calico bass inside too. Big yellowfin croaker, short white sea bass showing up there. Chunky sargo, Coral Beach, Nicholas Beach, some of the better spots. Just fishing. Reported excellent Corbina action, several 3-pound fish reported on Torrance and Manhattan. Big fish reported excellent Corbina action along Bolsa Chica and Huntington. 3-pound, 8-ounce fish was a big one, taken on a sand crab this week. Also, lots of Bonita in this stretch. The Steel Beach Pier and Jetty, 72nd Place, all along there, the San Gabriel River Channel, all of that, full of Bonita. And they had 2 4-pound class fish checked into the shop this week. Newport Beach reported good Corbina action on the peninsula there. Also Bonita off the pier. Hogan's and Dana Point. Terrific croaker bite there in Chapel Bay. Doheny was a hot spot. Big late season yellowfin croaker, like 3-4 pound yellowfin. They had a couple 5-pound spot fin. The best baits there have been mussel or go shrimp is a good way to get a good spot fin. And then down south, fish to 3.5 pounds checked in the Pacific Coast on the Corbina. So, you know, the beaches have cleared out. We've got good tides, warm water, lots of sand crabs, lots of bait inside. This is my favorite time of the year, and the next 2 months here, I think it's going to be just, you know, terrific inshore fishing.
Yeah, really good. I mean, amazing fishing. The Corbina fishing this year has just been on fire, right, Gundy?
Yeah. You know, it's been so scratchy in the last 2-3 years. The hot water, I think. The sand crabs weren't around, and boy, the guys are just saying the sand crab fields are back, and that's really been, you know, that just, it's just a way to find those fish, you know, you can really locate them when they get on those crabs.
Normal water conditions.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's good for us inshore, you know what I mean? That is, we like it like normal.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great job, Gundy. Sure appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week. Great show.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the Catch Report. Again, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to catch fish on the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com.
Here's a bonus report from Scott on a Condor. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys, how's it going this morning?
Doing terrific. Scott? What's going on a Condor?
You know, we got in this morning from a rent rod day and a half charter, of all things, that gave me no alternative but to put them on Big Tuna, and we put them on Big Tuna yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome,
rad.
Man. Tell us about
that's
it.
That's cool.
Well, that bluefin tuna, 90 to 150 pounds, is around. It's big schools, big flat spots, big breezers, the size of football fields running around. We had a little bit of action, and we were able to put 5 of them things on the boat and one yellowfin that went about 50, 55 pounds.
Rad. Wow, that's so, and that's day and a half range?
Oh, yeah, these things are in overnight range without a problem. If these things get back on one of the banks and that weather lies down, it's going to be on again. When that stuff was on the 43, we had a day for 24 of them and a day for 27, over 100 pounds. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my, that's really good, Scott. Now, interesting that you talk about rent rods. The good thing about you operating out of Fisherman's Landing is the rent rods are capable of tackle that you can rent a 2-speed reel at Fisherman's Landing that'll do the job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got the Talicas on CalStar rods, and they do the damage. The problem was is they only rented like 13 of them on this trip, so they were getting passed around. They were taking turns tugging on them. They had a great time.
One thing,
really something pretty amazing to see.
One thing that I'll say about Scott that I think is such a good call is he's one of the few guys that gave guys a very realistic view when they were loading the boat about catching these big ones. And they're big. You know, like you said, they're 90 to 150 pounds. And Scott was one of the few guys that told every guy on there, look, they're biting flat falls and they're biting heavy line. Know what you have is not going to be enough to do it. Sure, it's enough to hook one and pull on it for a long time, but if you don't have a 60 or 80-pound two-speed outfit, go back up there and get a heavier one. If you don't have your flat fall rigged with big hooks and heavy line, go back up there and get it right. Like, you know, he made sure that he went out there with all the bullets and the guns. Obviously this trip was the same. I was thinking more of the trip that he ran previous to that, the 40 where he had all those giant ones, but made sure that every guy was very appropriately set up, and then they reap the benefits because those big ones, they will jack you up.
Yeah.
If you're not geared appropriately,
well,
they will jack
well,
you up.
Well, when you're, it's not a lot different than going down south and catching 90 to 150, 200-pound fish, right? You've got to be geared for it.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And credit to Scott and the guys who are out there that are making good on these opportunities now. I mean, granted, they've had a long time, you know, because these big ones have been around. They're biting now, finally, thank goodness. But they've had a long time this summer where they had a few little shots here and there, enough to know that, you know, I tell everybody, it's what you said. Yeah, you can go out there and hook one on 40 or 50 pound, but you're not going to get them.
Yeah.
You're not. I mean, oh, you might get one out of 10 or what. I mean, but the odds are so low. You got to gear up. And if you do, you use that Talica 16 or something equitable, you have that short top shot of 60, 80, or even better, 100-pound, your odds go from, you know, 1 out of 10 to 9 out of 10. It's just, like, it's that significant. I do know that Fisherman's Landing, we also added 10 more of those Talica rigs just yesterday. We put 10 more on the line. Brand-new Calistar, brand-new Talica 16s.
Sweet.
Just gearing up for this big bluefin for that exact reason. So
awesome.
We've improved or expanded our big gear arsenal just for this opportunity.
Yeah, well, Scott, I know I appreciate that very much, that report. And if somebody wants to come on the Condor, they just go to fishermanslanding.com and book on the Condor. Sure appreciate that report, Scott, and thanks very much.
Hey, when we come back,
good
we
job
got a lot
getting
more.
On them.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open-party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open-party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.